Green Visions on KUMD is a production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Nate Polish is our guest this morning in the studio, and we're talking about something very, very cool. And you know it's cool because it sounds vaguely French and has an accent mark in the title. It's the Café Scientifique. Nate, thanks so much for coming in this morning, and tell us what it's about. It has a couple of great words in it, science and café.
That is a good place to start. So basically, it's a venue. It's a place for folks to get together once a month and learn about science and technology in a pretty relaxed setting.
So it's not a bunch of, there aren't a bunch of chairs, and there's not a podium, and somebody standing up front, and you sit at a little desk or at a chair, and you try to take notes. You sit someplace comfy, and you have an adult beverage, and you ask questions, which may or may not become more pithy and insightful as the evening wears on.
That's a pretty good way to say it. We don't have a podium. We do have chairs so people can sit down because the events are usually about an hour long.
Chairs are good.
It's meant to be much more laid back. So it's much more of a discussion format than you would find in most university settings for gathering scientific information. So about 20 minutes of presentation followed by 40 minutes of discussion. And the discussions, sometimes they go between participants and the presenter, and sometimes they're happening just amongst the participants, and it's really a way to just kind of immerse yourself in some different ideas for a little while. So
Ryan Huffmeyer of Minnesota Sea Grant was the guest at the last one, and he's been a guest here on our show a couple of times. Poor Ryan. Yeah, I couldn't help but give him a hard time now and again because he has a sense of humor. And a longtime friend of KUMD, John Pastor, is going to be the guest on the next session coming up in July, and he's written a book that I've been trying to get him to come on this show and talk about for the longest time called What Would a Clever Moose Eat? And what's John's program going to be about?
So he's going to be talking about kind of the history of the Northwoods, basically discussing the Northwoods past, present, and future as a biome. So this summer we've been trying to have our talks focused more on things that people can get out and immerse themselves in, not only from a scientific standpoint, but also just outside in the Twin Ports area. And so John's
going to go to the discussion and then go for a hike and look at some of the things you just heard about.
That's exactly right. And that's what Ryan was speaking about last month, was citizen science efforts in the area and different ways you can get involved and the cooperative that he's recently started to form with some others. John's going to tell us about the Northwoods, and then in August we've got some folks from Hawk Ridge coming over to talk about the phenomenon of bird migration and the different ways that you can be a part of that in Duluth as well.
Wow. So these programs are absolutely fascinating, stuff that a lot of people want to have the opportunity to hear more about and don't always get that. So many people are grateful for Larry Weber, who's on our show, because a lot of people had Larry Weber as a teacher. And now as an adult, they're really glad that they have the opportunity for Larry to be their teacher. When you hit a certain age, you don't get to go to school unless you pay for it. I bet people really enjoy this opportunity to expand their knowledge in science after the time that they're done with college. Maybe they're not ready to go back to school, but that doesn't mean they don't still want to learn.
That's probably a good way to describe it. And also, I think that's probably part of my motivation for getting these things organized was just I love learning about science. As a graduate student for too many years, I would find myself at as many colloquia as I could possibly attend. And I just really enjoyed that process of discovery. And it was something that, that myself and some organizers wanted to be able to bring to folks in the Twin Ports. So
for you, I bet science is something that is, it's a part of everybody's everyday life, whether we acknowledge it or not. But for you, I'm guessing that the fact that there is science in all aspects of our everyday life is what makes you want to understand more about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, as we look on the national, I don't know whether we see that a lot in our community here, but as we look on the national level, we see a lot of science denying going on. And whether or not that comes from people who actually don't believe the science or people who instead say economic interests should outweigh the science, do you what do you feel that the climate is like here in the Twin Ports? Do people want to learn more about science? Do they, at the core of it, trust science?
I think at the core of it, people do trust science, and I think that they a big part of doing this was to try to build that connection between folks in the community who maybe wouldn't have an opportunity to go and meet some of the scientists that are around them. I mean, that was actually kind of part of the motivation for getting these things going, was just noticing that, you know, there is kind of a disconnect between some of the science that was happening in the community and the people who are benefiting from it. Yeah, that was a big part of the motivation, is just to build this connection, build this trust, meet some of these scientists and learn a little bit more about the process. And so and have an opportunity to ask questions and challenge them and realize that science is a growing and evolving thing, and that, you know, there aren't always definites, and that it's open to criticism, and that we're all kind of learning this stuff together. So,
well, and that is part of the whole scientific process, the idea that you challenge these different things, and that, and also I think science has a unique and really useful component to it, in that if you know better, you do need to change your way of thinking. If you discover that you were wrong and that this is indeed a better conclusion or a better methodology, you need to say, yeah, I was wrong, this is better, and then move on. Do people do that enough in this world?
I probably think so. Yeah, we're all constantly learning and integrating and adapting, and so and science kind of reflects that. So
if people are interested in attending the Café Scientifique and they don't know what the topic's going to be or what the date is or in what venue it will be held, how do they find the additional information?
So the first thing is that we hold them at the last Thursday of every month at Beener Central Coffee House at 7 p.m. So that's something you can just kind of keep on your calendar. For further information, right now we're kind of just operating using a Facebook page, and our Facebook page is, you can look it up at Cafe Sci Twin Ports, and that will take you to it. Otherwise, you can stop down to Beener's and get some more information there, and I can provide you with some more information too.
You
bet. If you can put it on the website or something like that.
Exactly. You go to KUMD.org, you find today's story, and there'll be a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find the information. Nate, thanks so much for coming in. It was great to have you here.
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
And Nate Polash, our guest this morning with Café Scientifique. Green Visions here on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.